Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are so excited that you joined us today. Our show is a venue to discuss the many aspects of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And today's episode is brought to you and paid for by Marie Langley, intuitive realtor, and Beth Jacobson, intuitive clairvoyant reader and energetic therapist. You can go at any time onto the Blog Talk Radio and download our programs as a podcast using the RSS feed button or the iTunes. And you can also, if you're wanting to hear something different or you have some ideas or insight, you can tune in and email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. I was going blank there for a second. And then we also have a Facebook page. We would absolutely love if you'd go onto our Facebook page and you would like our page. We are doing a monthly drawing of individuals who could, we choose out of all of our listeners and we'll choose somebody once a month and you would have a half-hour reading from Marie and myself. So
yep, that's from our Facebook page.
From our Facebook page. So that's a reason to go in there and like it, because we're not saying which one you have to be every month that we go in there and we choose somebody. So it's something that you would want to do. Anyways, happy hump day, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, happy Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well and that you've eased yourself through the lunar eclipse and the full moon energy. And actually, I think energy-wise, this week is really smooth.
Oh, gosh.
It's really, really good. And even, you know, we went into Mercury retrograde started October 21st. So remember, this Mercury retrograde affects communication, computers, electronics. So if you end up all of a sudden having issues, just take a deep breath and relax. This is just part of Mercury retrograde. If you have to walk away from it for a minute, go ahead. Started out with a bang. My computer went down and my furnace went out on the same day. So, but you know what? Instead of getting upset about it, I just kind of posted and said, you know what? I'm beating you and I'm getting over it, and I got over it. And then today I had a great retrograde day. I had a reunion day. So anything that's with a renew, reunion, redo, you know, those are all great things to do during a Mercury retrograde. So it can be positive.
Yes, it can. And mine, I've been flying through it, but I've noticed the ones that are really affected by it. But it's been the whole month of October thus far are the kids. They're like all over the place right now, just out of sorts. And the daycares that I go in and work in are just like, oh, God. And I'm in each daycare for 60 minutes. And it's like the daycare providers are usually there and they'll be a part of what it is I do with the kids. They're going, Beth, I'm going to just go off room, and oh, if you need me, and they're just like, they're almost crying, and I'm just like laughing, going, go ahead, take a break, and the kids, you know, of course, I have fun with the kids, but I notice that the kids are really having more of a difficult time than anything, but other than that, I'm holding the space for the kids. Usually, it's them holding it for me, but my computer is always whacked out, so.
Yeah, so, like I said, it's been a lot smoother, and if you make the decision not to let it get to you, you can ease right through it, and that's what I'm doing. So already I'm having a great week.
You know what I did notice today, probably this morning, was old issues, but they're not ones that were really intense before. They're much lighter now, mm-hmm. but just being reevaluated, and they were let go. And I never got mad about it. I'm going, so what are you trying to bring out now? Am I supposed to? No, I'm sending it love and light. You know, that experience helped me be the stronger person that I am and the woman that I am today. So,
yeah.
And all of a sudden it just bypassed, and like it came up, wanted a little acknowledgement, and it was out. I mean, it was really interesting.
Well, that's
really
part of the retrograde, because anything with a re. Mm-hmm. So, you know, review, mm-hmm. reevaluate, you can restart, you can do a lot of things. Anything that starts with a re, an R-E, that's what the retrograde is about. So,
well, you know what? We have something out of the ordinary. We have an audience member in the house with us. It's a friend of ours, Susan, Angel Lady Susan. She did the angel readings here. And so how about, are you okay with us asking how she's getting through since retrograde started?
Yeah, let me put her on.
go to speakerphone, please.
Hi, Susan.
Well, hi, Susan.
Hi. Did I just talk? Is that now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
What I was saying in the background was that review.
Right, not, down. It's right down. Down.
I have not. Oh,
okay.
Like a phone, you know.
Is this my shoe phone? Relearn how to use a shoe phone.
How about that? Okay. So I've noticed review all.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of issues that have come up and, like, gone before me, and it's just like all I'm doing is reviewing them and passing them on. They're not even stopping and bothering.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like already done that, did that, gone. So anything that re-comes up for you, instead of looking at it and going, oh, my God, oh, no, oh, no, just look at it and let it go. Breathe, take a deep breath, and blow love at it. Anything that seems to be a problem, blow love to it, and it just dissipates.
Mm-hmm.
It
yes,
just
it does.
And disappears.
It does. Yep.
And I just started a part-time, well, I don't know how part-time it is. I seem to be working quite a few hours this week. I'm an angel reader, and so now my job title actually is angel, which is interesting because then I get to say it comes full circle that I'm finally an earth angel and feeling more understood. But I'm doing in-home health care, so I'm helping people in their homes be able to stay there. And it's a lot of gratitude and appreciation,
mm-hmm.
And just a lot of grounding of what it is to be in a human body, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, been good.
Good.
Good, good, good.
That's good.
We have our testimony, folks.
And also, too, I mean, in a way for you, it is a redo because you used to do this before.
It
so
is.
It's not like you
started
something new.
Yeah.
So
I did do this mm-hmm. before for another company years and years and years ago, and I'm out of corporate, but I still want to still help people, so I still get to connect. So even though I have not let them know, the people I'm working with, that I do angel readings and my weirdo stuff that I'm so passionate about.
Your woo-woo stuff, not
yeah.
your weirdo stuff, your
well,
woo-woo stuff.
I've raised my kids, to know that being weird is good. Because
mm-hmm.
who wants to be a clone or a robot of everybody else?
That's good.
So by being raised weird, I get to, this is one thing that somebody agreed with, was that I said, I can go up to somebody and tell them that I'm a weirdo, and then you get away with doing whatever you want. You do not have to do anything normally, and they don't expect you to be normal, so then you just get to be as weird and off the wall and funny and silly as you want, and that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people out there who might be looking for jobs, I know when we did a show a couple of weeks ago, the main theme was, you know, trying to find the job. Use this time during Mercury retrograde, since it's not a good time to start something new. Maybe you'll go back to something that you did before, maybe a company that you liked before and had to leave for whatever circumstances, and check into an employment there. You never know what might come out.
Or to revisit an old supervisor just to see. They might have a different lead for you also.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stuff to look at, or maybe you're supposed to do it at a different level. Either on your own, that's a good, you know, opportunity of maybe you're supposed to band together with people from that old place, and I mean, who knows?
That's what comes to mind for
you know,
me.
That's what happened
reviewing.
For me today, so
yep,
that
yep.
was good.
Reviewing your old contacts.
Yeah.
Who is it that you really enjoyed working with
mm-hmm.
or working for, or you just clicked?
Yes.
Give them a call and ask them what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm available. What's
right.
that going on?
Right.
You know, or if you were a person and you're looking for help, review some of the people that used to work for you. And
right.
maybe they're available right now.
Or review, you know how HR or people who are hiring will keep resumes on file? Go back and review. Someone may just jump right out at you.
You know what I'm also noticing now that we're saying this and this is just coming up is my own personal experience is revisiting and rejoining with people from past lifetimes to where we're recognizing
mm.
each other, and they're new in this lifetime to me,
mm-hmm.
but we've known each other forever, and more are coming in, and I just now am putting that together
yeah.
with that's what's been going on in October for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard that, like, just since this weekend. Oh, my God, I've known you forever. It's like, I'm sure you have.
Well,
I think
during every retrograde, that's what happens. I think, you know, because you are rediscovering each other,
mm-hmm.
per se, and the retrograde time is a great time for that to come out. So,
mm-hmm. yes, it is.
I think everybody has had a time where you've come across somebody and you've looked in their eyes and
mm-hmm.
you've said, oh, my gosh, I feel like I know you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you have. You know, give that gut instinct some power And you don't have to know and remember everything and who you were and what you did and all that. Just recognize that you know something in them and something about you and say, what is it that we're supposed to rejoin for or work together on?
Yes. Yep. Yep. And you know what's also being, I think situations, similar situations, is being able to reevaluate them and knowing that this time around you have better boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that you have the energy and the strength and the courage to be able to sit here. Because I know that seems to be a main thing that people that I'm encountering, they're talking, they're all saying the same thing, just a different story. And I'm going, you know, what does that sound like?
Right.
Are you going to say no this time? Are you going to put your foot down this time? So are you reestablishing and rebuilding that rapport that you had before that was unhealthy and making it healthy and then, you know?
Well, yeah, and you could be all of a sudden coming together to resolve an issue that you left undone from past lives.
Yes.
So it's a great time for you to, you know, for both of you
to
sit down, recognize, and release.
Mm-hmm.
You see how those R-E words come up a lot during the retrograde? That's what it's all about.
I think it's really important to, speaking of past lifetimes, like if you meet somebody that you don't even know, that you're encountering, you're wondering why you're having such a strong reaction towards that individual, your soul is recognizing each other, and that's an opportunity of being able to look at going, I don't have to, the past is the past, to be able to say goodbye to it. You don't have to know all the circumstances. So you're going to be conscious of it, and yet you're not going to be conscious of it, you know.
Right.
So just so you know, that could be part of what's going on with people also this month.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, use the energy for the good. Use it for as much positivity as you can in your life rather than dwelling on the negativity.
So in renewing your soul, a lot of souls are needing to be renewed. They need regenerated, restored. Because a lot of people I've been meeting, including myself, I'm going, oh, my God, I feel like my soul is empty. And just having to bring more joy in. So looking at what does bring you happiness, what does bring you joy, how are you going to handle life circumstances, what do you want more of, what are you going to recreate,
mm-hmm.
but in a more positive way now.
Right.
So that the negative doesn't come back. So I think people are doing this massive reevaluation. I think it's big time.
Right. And you're bringing in the new, which was the topic of our class last night, you know. You're bringing in the new.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, how do you bring in the new? How do you now, you've created a new story. How do you move forward from there?
Yes.
You know, let go of the old, release the old, release the past, and move into the future.
Yeah.
And speaking of really excellent ways to do that, right before the show, I was over at Miss Beth's house,
mm-hmm.
and she did an awesome release and working on regeneration of my body. I got a healing from her, and it was fabulous. Stuff flew off, and I think it still is, and I think I could have flew here without my car. You know? And so, and the classes that they're both doing. And I do healing work, and other people doing healing work or massages. So sit down and take an inventory of what is it that you would like to release and let go of so that you can manifest something in higher value.
Mm-hmm.
And who can you get it from? There are many, many resources on this blog that, or you can ask Beth and Marie. Whatever it is that you want, or if you even wanted them to suggest someone for you, I'm sure whatever it is, they would know someone to help you get on your path and fly higher.
Well, and that's why Beth and I do this Link to Enlightenment series, this class series that we have, because our goal for this series is to put the tools out there for you to, you know,
utilize
them and do implement this on your own and implement.
Yeah.
You know, the support group is always wonderful, but you have to have the tools to get yourself started. So
remember, nobody can do the work for you. We all have to individually do our own work. So face it, do it.
Right. And so, we do these classes in person, but, you know, we're also looking at getting an online class put together as well. So if you can do me one big favor, if you guys can jump on Facebook and just write us a comment and say, hey, you know, I'd be really, give us some feedback if you'd be interested in doing these online classes, because we would really like to get the series put together so that everyone has access to it and not, you know, the local people. So if you can do that for us, that would be awesome.
And jot down what it is that you want to learn. What is it that you're trying to release and regenerate and rework to recreate the newer you? Because that would really be helpful. Because whatever it is that you need, they're going to be able to reach out to, that's an RE, reach out to you in many new ways and easy ways. It's way easier than you think. We're cutting through all the crap and just going to make it easy to renew and regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
So put down exactly what it is you want to release, and that way they'd be able to point you in the right direction of what it is you can do and then give you the tools to do it. So, yay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how many friends I have that will message me and say, oh, I don't know what's going on. Well, how do I do this and how do I do that? And I'm like, you know, it's real simple. We offer free podcasts of our shows, and we've talked about these things. The tools are right there. So utilize them.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of them. You know, they're there for you. And if you need further exploration, that's what our classes are about.
You know, that's my response. That's going to be my response from here on in from anybody. Go to Divine Goddess Radio on Blog Talk because we have talked about a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, we do. We have a big community. So if we can't do it, we can't help you. We definitely can guide you in the right direction to the right people.
Absolutely.
No matter where you are in the world. We know people. I know a lot of people in different states. So it's
mm-hmm.
like they know somebody who knows somebody. So we could always get you hooked
right.
up with somebody.
And we belong to groups, you know, light worker groups.
Yes.
Where we have community with people around the world. So if you're in a certain part of the world and you want us to find someone, we can do that.
Now watch, we'll have a challenge. We'll have a challenge. The one place.
I know someone in Australia. So,
funny.
So, you know, we'll do our best to help you. That's what we're here for.
Exactly. So this is the thing. Let's just kind of summarize. This is the stuff that you can do. Write down journal, get rid of the old stories, burn it, recreate and rewrite a new story. So that means you're not going to talk about the old anymore. It's over and done with. Talk about your story becomes your real story. So there you go. That's all it is. You don't owe anybody else an explanation.
And if you do want to talk about the old story, do it with humor. Do it with humor and don't do it, you know, from a point of bitterness or still in the victim mode.
Yeah.
Look at it as, hey, this was a great, funny story.
Yeah.
You know, and then that way it doesn't get linked back to you and held on into your ether.
Uh-huh, exactly.
If there is something that you're stuck in, EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique, is a really simple way to get out of it. But otherwise, writing it down, a lot of times things are thoughts. And when you think about it, it creates this big cloud over your head and you carry it around.
Mm-hmm.
So write it down, put it on paper, brings it in to manifest in the physical universe, and then burn it, rip it up, and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's gone. And that's how you can physically let it go instead of just recreating it. We're going to regenerate it into something new. A lot of times I put it into a big bubble and I bop it up to the angels and I let them turn it back into love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you
yes.
can certainly do that. And my legs are tingling. So somebody out there must have needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So release it. Put it in front of you. Put people in your hands in front of you, like if you were holding their head in your hands, and tell them exactly what it is you wish you could say to them, if they're dead, if they're alive, if it's an old boss, if it's whoever. Just put them right in front of you in your hands, their energy. Talk to them, and then blow it a kiss and give it away.
Yeah. And you've heard us. I mean, you probably hear us say over and over, you know, journal, write down, burn.
And
but it's really important. It's a very important technique.
It is.
And you know, we could have brand new listeners listening, so we want to make sure the technique is put out there. But for people who do it on a regular basis, I'm sure they can give testimony to the fact of how well it works.
Mm-hmm. And then this is the opportunity, guys, no matter if it's winter, spring, summer, fall, cold or not, bundle up, but you need to be connected to the earth, so you need to walk outside. And the more you can walk on her barefoot, you know, that's wonderful for those of you who are in the climates that it's nicer. But if not, put your snow boots on, get out there, you're going to find out.
Touch a tree.
You're going to feel better.
If anything, hug
a tree.
Touch a tree. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Or go to the inside parks, like where we are right now. There's got to be inside parks. There's some at the Mall of America. There are some at Como.
Conservatory, yeah.
Conservatory.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Beautiful
yes, yes,
flowers
yes.
every single day of the year. They have beautiful
mm-hmm.
things that you can go in and view. And from whatever part of the world that you're in, even if you do a meditation so that you're creating a garden or plants or whatever in your house, or I painted a picture of Hawaii on my wall.
Yep, mm-hmm.
I
say
have
that
brought
too.
Hawaii to me because I still want to go there.
You know, and also going into the zoos because the animals this time of year, when they're now they're brought into the shelter cages when it gets colder, They need you to do that exchange of love, and you just send love to them. Don't bang on the windows. Don't be making the noise. Mm-hmm. They need that gentleness as much as you. Imagine being in a fishbowl and somebody banging if you were in there.
Right.
That's what it's like for the animal. So do that exchange and just send them love, and they send it right back to you. You'll be amazed at how they respond to you differently.
Right.
A funny story, just to listen, it's like when I was younger, I used to knock on the tank of this one thing, and somebody comes over and they said, "Now, why on earth would you want to give that little fishy a headache?" And I was like, "Oh, no, I don't want to give the fishy a headache." So now it's like every time I go to some place where something's behind glass and I see people doing that, I'm like, "Oh, stop, you're going to give the little fishy the headache." Because we all know that that's not a good thing. So lots of things.
Well, yeah, and you scare them half the time.
It agitates them.
And everything creates a vibration. So even if you're not making any noise and you're tapping on it, it still creates a vibration. So just try one time, or you just sit and send love, because love permeates through any thickness or any, because love is a very high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just go right through and get them. I have been someplace, my friend used to tease me because we were waiting to eat somewhere and we had to pass fish tanks. So we're walking in line and it was a long line. And I had my back to this fish tank. And he turns around, he looks at me, and he goes, "Oh, my God." And I go, "What?" And he goes, "Only you this would happen to." And I go, "What?" And he goes, "Turn around. Here the people behind me are laughing because everywhere I walked, the fish were behind me." So as I was at the beginning of the tank, the fish all swam to a corner where I was. And then I was in the middle of the tank, and there were the fish.
Oh,
and then I moved to the end, and these people behind me were going, "How do you do that?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't know how to do that." And it's because you give off a vibration of love, and if you set that intention, it permeates wherever you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, okay, now imagine that. That's a zoo. Those are animals. You do that, and you go to an arboretum where there's flowers. Just think of what they give back to us as we give to them. Then try that when you go out to, like, a store, a mall,
mm-hmm.
a restaurant. Do that with people, and just be very mindful. Slow down your pace and walk by and put in and just – in your head, say love, 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 and just see, pay attention to who's going to look at you, and if they're going to look at you differently, then you know that it works, so that right there you're going to see that it does make a difference.
Yeah, and just imagine as you're walking through, I mean, imagine like walking and you're opening your chest and you're shooting out little hearts,
love.
You know, almost like a little
thing that love is in the air. Love
yeah,
is in the
exactly.
air.
Exactly.
But you're shooting out hearts. So just to, you know, visualize that and imagine the hearts, you know, like
bing,
bubbles
bing, bing,
just
bing,
kind
bing,
of
bing,
bing on everybody's
bing,
head.
Bing,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's a good way to get the love out there.
Or from your eyes to their eyes.
Yes.
Some people have not been smiled at or acknowledged
mm-hmm.
or sent love for a very long time. And you could be that first person in a long time that gave them a smile, a hug with your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and even to yourself in the mirror every morning has a big, big effect.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can either even visualize, speaking of that, looking at somebody's eyes and visualize that there's hearts in both of their eyes just to see if they'll look at it differently and
mm-hmm.
see if they blink differently thinking there's something going on. But imagine that there's a heart shape in both of their eyes. And that's how they're going to see the world. They're going to see it in a more loving way. So it's amazing how powerful we are and how we can affect each other.
And remember, we're talking unconditional love,
mm-hmm.
not just that free
love.
People in the world.
That's
like you're
right.
looking and going, "Oh, my God, I feel less for that person. I'm going to give them a big wiggle, wiggle." That's
yes.
flirtation, and that's a good love, too. But that's a different type of love than what we're talking about right now.
Right.
We are talking about this warm, full encompassing, big warm hug, unconditional, "I love you just for who you are,"
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
for being you and for what I see in me and you.
Mm-hmm. Right. I also will challenge you to go up to somebody that you normally wouldn't have done and look them in the eyes and say, "I see you and I know that you exist," and just to see what their response would be. A lot of times, I've done that as a counselor. I did that all the time, and it was out of the blue, and people would just start crying, going, "I've never had anybody say that to me before," and it's like, "I see you, and just so you know, your existence makes a difference." And it's like, go, I dare you to do that with somebody that you're having any struggles with and see if that
mm-hmm.
doesn't turn it around. Because
mm-hmm.
that's all we want to do is we want to be seen
absolutely.
And acknowledged.
That reminds me of that movie Avatar. It would be a great winter movie to revisit.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be Avatar, because that was the biggest, one of the biggest lines and the biggest meanings from that whole movie.
Yes.
Was, "I see you.
You.
Yes.
I just about died.
Yes.
I was in the movie. I'm going, "Oh, my God, I've been saying that since I was a kid, and I said that." as a counselor. Mm-hmm. I would just look at it, and I'm going, because I needed that. Mm-hmm. I see you, and I know you exist, and your existence makes mm-hmm. a difference. And it's like, it's amazing how most people haven't heard that.
Well, and I think right now, you know, with the young people, middle school, high school, there's so many – these kids are struggling so
yeah.
bad with bullying and all that
yeah.
other stuff. Acknowledge them.
Yeah.
You know, that's all they want. They want to know that you see them, that you know that they're there, that they make a difference. That they're in your life and you appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what you could, you know, do if you were to save one child's life by that. I mean, I know here in the city I live in, at the high school my kids went to, the number of teen suicides has just jumped, and it's like, why? But I think they just don't feel valued.
You know? Speaking of that, you know, you can go to schools and you can register. Granted, you have to undergo, like, a safety test and everything. But for those of you who are retired or you don't have anything to do right now, you could touch a lot of kids and go through schools. I can't remember. You can go into the individual schools, either email them or call them, and ask if you could be, like, a volunteer in the classroom or if you could read stories to the little kids or if you could be, like, an after-school mentor. So many kids need mentors right now, and just that one person who believes in them. And even
yeah.
if you don't have money, you don't have to do anything with them. It's just giving your time and doing something fun. Walking, taking a walk does not cost anything.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And for any of you out there that are bored, this is a great opportunity for you to fulfill something in yourself so that you feel better about you. If you ever have any of the negative emotions, once you go and give of yourself to someone else, it immediately gives you that uplift that you need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
You know what? Remember, it's also being of service. Being of service doesn't cost money. That's for free.
Mm-hmm.
And your time, you can decide if it's going to be for free. And who doesn't want to give a child free time?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just in the field that I was in, I know it's desperately needed out there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, when you do a service, I mean, Beth, you and I do a service.
Yeah,
you know,
we do.
And I know Susan does her service.
Yeah.
We all do a service. But we do it because we want to generally spread the love. We want to help people. And we want people to learn the skills and, you know, be independent on their own. So that's why we do it.
I love people, even people that I'm going, but man, I can find, even if it has to be their snaggle tooth that I think is the most beautiful snaggle tooth, it's amazing how I can turn everything around and say, what a beautiful, yeah.
They had to sit at the table one day a week and say one nice thing about the other people at the table, even if it was, I like your shoes.
That's right.
Yes.
So do that when you know, start easy on yourself, even if it's towards yourself.
Yes.
You know, and the other thing is to remember that children are our future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someday, they're going to be in charge of us. And let me tell you, I want them to be of a love base. So
okay.
That we're not
so now
doing
I got Whitney
thing.
Houston rolling in my head
yes.
when you said children are
remember?
Our future.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
give the laugh.
They really are. But there's also a child inside every single one of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So take out your inner child and remember that person. The winter's going to get cold. A lot of times we don't want to go outside. Make a 10 wish list of things that just make you happy, not doing anything. You
right.
know what I mean? Not,
yeah.
not spending any money. Like maybe you used to love to color when you were a kid.
Yes.
Maybe you used to love to draw, read a book, your favorite childhood.
Paint. Finger movie. Paint. Finger paint.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right now, make a pile of leaves and go jump in them. Who cares what your neighbor says?
Yeah.
You know, while they're diligently putting
right.
them into bags, just rake them into a pile and jump into them.
Exactly.
Susan and I would do it.
I would. Definitely, I have.
Wouldn't that be cool? You know what? We all need adults. We have one of those balls that you can go to the activity places and just go in there and just be a kid and in the balls. I wish... The stuff kids have access to
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
I would have loved it.
They have those at the corn mazes, only now it's corn.
Really?
You can go to the corn mazes, and they
oh.
have all this corn that you can run around in. And it kind of feels like that, only it's not the balls, it's the corn.
Really?
Yeah, one that we were at last year had a maze, and it had, like, helicopter rides, but it had some free stuff, too. There were goats there. You guys, there were these little baby goats they looked like, you know, they weren't, like, big ones. And they were just all different colors. You could go over and pick them up and hug them and everything. And that's hugging animals.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
See, there's lots of things you can do. We're actually out of time. So thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Birthday, and we hope that we gave all of you some great tips.
Yeah.
And we will see you on Friday.
Sending you love and light.
Bye-bye.
Bye.